This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A man accused of crashing a U-Haul truck into a security barrier across from the White House is under arrest. He's a 19-year-old from a St. Louis suburb, according to authorities. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Secret Service says investigators believe the driver may have intentionally hit the barriers at Lafayette Park last night. Police searched the truck, and WUSA-TV posted video showing one officer going through evidence, including a Nazi flag. The park police say he faces multiple charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It could be chaotic, the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and it could happen just days from now. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have been talking, but there's no agreement yet in the debt limit crisis. The AP's Jennifer King is in Washington.
Both President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy appeared upbeat and described their talk Monday as productive. But there was no big announcement as negotiators strained to raise the nation's borrowing limit in time to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. Republicans want budget cuts. Biden's team wants to hold spending flat and increase taxes on wealthy Americans and some big companies. Speaking after the Oval Office meeting, McCarthy said that is out of the question.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Russia claims it has now put down an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine. Ukraine is pushing back, saying the attackers are actually Russian citizens, patriots it calls them, who are rebelling against the Putin regime. Back here at home, the Surgeon General has a warning about social media and young people. Dr. Vivek Murthy says there is not enough evidence to show that social media is safe for young people. He's calling on tech companies, parents, and caregivers to take action to protect kids now, asking tech companies, for example, to share data. This is AP News. Now to a deadly shooting by authorities in Colorado. The AP's Julie Walker.
The family of a Colorado man killed by police during a mental health crisis gets a $19 million settlement. The shooting of Christian Glass after his SUV became stuck in a mountain town last year drew national attention and prompted calls to change how authorities respond to people with mental health problems. Under the deal, the county where the shooting happened will establish a crisis response team, and all deputies will be trained in crisis intervention. In addition, the state of Colorado, which had three officers on scene, will create a virtual reality training scenario based on the shooting that will focus on de-escalation. Two officers involved are being prosecuted. A grand jury found they escalated the standoff after Glass called 911 for help. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.